Track 9, more news stories. Nominate a good cause to receive share of £1 million. Residents across Devon are being asked to nominate a local charity to possibly receive a share of £1 million. The Movement for Good Awards, spearheaded by the Benefact Group, is set to donate more than £1 million to charities up and down the country this year. Now in its seventh year, this initiative invites residents in Devon to nominate their favourite charities for a chance to receive a donation of £1,000. Devon residents can make a nomination at www.movementforgood.com. Winners will be drawn at random, and the initiative will also feature special sector-specific draws, with charities able to secure larger grants of £5,000. The Movement for Good Awards has donated more than £6 million to charities in the UK and Ireland since the initiative started in 2019. Libraries Unlimited and Devonair Ambulance are some of the Devon causes that have previously benefited from the funding, thanks to more than 19,200 nominations from the public. Mark Hughes, Group Chief Executive of Benefact Group, said, "Benefact Group is a family of award-winning specialist financial service companies and the third largest corporate donor to charity in the UK. Owned by a charity ourselves, charitable giving is at the heart of what we do. All of our available profits go to good causes, and the more the group grows, the more the group can give. We are delighted to be able to donate over £1 million to good causes each year through our Movement for Good Awards, and are grateful to all our supporters, including the customers of the trusted insurer Ecclesiastical and the responsible and sustainable asset manager Eden Tree. Our Movement for Good Awards help charities change lives for the better, and we know that for many charities, £1,000 can make a real difference."
RNLI strengthens mechanic team. Teignmouth's Royal National Lifeboat Institute, RNLI, has welcomed a new volunteer mechanic to the station. Robbie Mould joined the crew at the end of last year and has been getting to grips with the equipment at the station with the help of existing volunteer mechanic Charlie Woolnough. He will help ensure Teignmouth's RNLI's Atlantic 85 lifeboat, Claude and Cath, is ready for service. With an extensive background in mechanical operations and a passion for powerboat racing, volunteering as a station mechanic seemed a natural fit, said Robbie. "I felt it would be a great opportunity for me to get involved and give back to the community." Lifeboat operations manager Andy Lilburn said, "It's great to welcome new volunteers, helping to strengthen the knowledge and experience within our crew."
Banned US sweets being sold in Devon. Sweets containing banned additives are increasingly being sold across the region, Devon County Council have said. The council is reminding consumers who buy American style and imported sweets to check the label to ensure that they do not contain banned additives. Devon County Council Trading Standards Service says that imported sweets that have not been approved for sale are becoming increasingly available in shops across Devon. They have highlighted five additives in particular that consumers should look out for, which are legal in the US but are not permitted in the UK. These are brominated vegetable oil, red 3, which is allowed in cocktail cherries but not sweets, mineral oil, white mineral oil, bleached flour, and zinc aspirate. DCC's warnings follows ongoing work by Trading Standards, who have so far inspected hundreds of products intended for non-UK food markets, but are being sold in some shops nevertheless. Officers have carried out unannounced inspections of shops looking for non-compliant sweets, breakfast cereals, bakery goods, snacks, canned or carbonated drinks. Additives are only authorised in the UK if they've been tested and proved to be safe for its intended use in that particular type of food or drink, or if there is a justifiable technological reason to use it. A telltale sign if an imported product has not been approved in the UK can be seen on the label. For instance, a US product that hasn't been approved would list nutritional information as Nutrition Facts and carry an American company name and address. If the product was legal for sale in the UK, it would list a UK subsidiary of that company and would include supplementary UK-compliant labelling placed over the original information in the form of a sticker.
Shakespeare reimagined in Dance at Museum. Contemporary dance is coming to Newton Abbott Museum this weekend in the groundbreaking form of a feminist reimagining of Shakespeare's Hamlet. The two free performances of Ophelia on Saturday, February the 1st, are being staged by the Exeter-based Chihaya Collective with Kay Crook as Ophelia and Sean Moss as Hamlet. It will feature a community cast from the town alongside the Chihala Youth Dance Company. Choreographed by Kay Crook and co-directed with Eileen Gonsalves, the organisers said Ophelia gives voice to a woman whose story has been overshadowed for centuries. At its heart lies the deep yet fragile love between Ophelia and Hamlet, a bond marked by tenderness, betrayal and tragedy. The show promises to chart Ophelia's journey, her struggles, strength, and reclamation of power in a world that sought to define the diminish her. The action will move throughout the building, starting upstairs in the community rooms before moving into the main exhibition space. Accompanying the performance will be Women in Waves, a visual art exhibition featuring commissioned works by Jeannie Clark and local artists. It claims to explore the symbolic relationship between women and water, creating a rich dialogue with the themes of the production. Curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon said, "This is something completely new to us and comes after the Chihaya Collective contacted us to say they'd received a grant from the Teambridge Arts Project to stage a performance in a cultural venue. Ophelia is based around Hamlet's love letter, and we have an 18th century example on display, so the performance here is very appropriate. It's all very exciting, and the first time we will have staged anything like this. Performances are due to take place at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m.